Gary Taves is the Northwest Delegate of the Alberta Beef Producers, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Gary, thank you very much for joining us here. Alberta Beef Producers is welcoming an announcement that $1.9 million in funding for the Verified Beef Production Plus through the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership is now in place. First of all, sir, if I may, just get your comments as an icebreaker, please, on the fact that the funding is now in place.
Well, we're very happy that this has come through. We will utilize this to get more operations on the system, and hopefully that will give us a better product to sell to the customers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you here, Gary, what will this money, what will this funding be used for? What kind of projects and programs are in place for Alberta beef producers?
Well, we will be using it to more new outreach for specifically youth and indigenous operated beef operations. And other just general operations to get more people on this Verified Beef program and be able to use a third-party system of keeping track of the whole industry.
Some of the, I've been reading here on the press release that was put out that this is mostly for, or this is part of this actually, is for science-based programs, especially up here in the Northwest, in the Peace region. How much will this affect, you know, the programs that are in place up here in the Northwest, and what are some of the programs that are up here?
Well, it's not going to affect anything else. It's just that we get more people on this Verified Beef program, and so we have a third person system of watching over the way the industry is taken care of.
You also mentioned the youth could possibly be involved thanks to this funding. I'm guessing specifically 4-H'ers, 4-H clubs in and around the Northwest. How will this funding help with the 4-H clubs and the way they conduct business, as it were?
Well, we'll try and include them on the in the system, and because a lot of the 4-H is, well, not a lot of them, but there are some of them raising beef, and so when they get acquainted with this, they can take it back to the parents' operation, and hopefully that'll bring new patrons into the system.
Gary, I ask, what are some of the next steps, not only with this funding, but with the Alberta beef producers, and what are some of the programs that are continuing and starting up into the summer and into the fall of 2024?
Well, we will, with this, there is an incentive for the joining, and it amounts to $5,000 for stuff related to the herd health and that, like scales or safer equipment for cattle handling for both the animals and the operators. And we also have many other ongoing things.
With this new funding in place and moving forward, I guess, despite the challenges that have been put forward for the ABP, things like fire, like drought, like rains, how optimistic is the Alberta beef producers, especially with this funding now in place, moving forward?
Well, we're very optimistic. I mean, ranchers are used to hard times, and we try to take it all in stride. But every time we're recognized for, you know, things that are happening on the farms and ranches, it's a good thing, and we hopefully will make the industry better, and everybody will prosper.
Gary Taves is the Northwest Delegate of the Alberta Beef Producers. Gary, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.